AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Mexico is threatening to go to the United Nations over plans here in the United States to deport immigrants who are here illegally. Two top Trump administration officials are in Mexico about to meet with President Peña Nieto. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. Here's our Shirley Smith.
The two are visiting amid mounting unease and resentment over President Trump's immigration crackdown and continuing talk of a wall at the border. Meanwhile, Mexico's Foreign Relations Secretary says the country will not hesitate to challenge the immigration crackdown at the United Nations.
The question of who should be allowed to use which bathroom is going to the Supreme Court. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The issue is coming before the Supreme Court next month. It's being asked to make sense of a patchwork of state laws covering transgender rights.
The Trump administration lifted federal guidelines protecting transgender students who wanted to use the school bathrooms and locker rooms that correspond to their chosen gender. Transgender advocates are vowing to fight the Trump administration. Authorities haven't yet decided how to handle the remaining people at a Dakota Access Pipeline protest camp in North Dakota. Most people left peacefully yesterday when authorities closed down the camp on federal land. Authorities say tons of debris has to be removed now so spring floodwaters don't wash it into nearby rivers. The Army Corps of Engineers says the taxpayer-funded cleanup could cost as much as $1.2 million. A few more Americans applied for unemployment last week. Overall, just over 2 million people are collecting unemployment checks. That's down 7.7% from a year ago. The Dow's down 7. This is AP Radio News. Did you see Syracuse upset Duke last night in college basketball? 78-75. John Gillen made a basket with time running out to win the game. Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim.
The last play, we knew we were going to get the ball and just give it to John and go. We hoped there was a little more time that he could go all the way. But, you know, once in a while you get lucky and we'll take it. You know, we'll take one.
Golden State will host the Clippers to highlight the first night of NBA play after the All-Star break tonight. The league-leading Warriors hold a 12-game lead over second-place Los Angeles in the Pacific Division. The American-born panda Bao Bao is settling nicely into her new home in southwest China, according to her handlers. She is eventually going to join a breeding program there. Bao Bao was born at the National Zoo here in Washington to pandas on loan from China. The Dow is down 9 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.